Another prisoner in the war on terror, the one whose case is going through the courts, had an appeals hearing today. Zacharias Moussaoui is the only person arrested so far in connection with the September 11th attacks. Government lawyers told a federal appeals court that Moussaoui should face a possible death penalty despite an order to the contrary from a lower court. The district court was trying to force the government to let the accused terrorist question certain witnesses. NPR's Larry Abramson was at the appeals court today, and he joins us now from Richmond. Larry, the government is appealing the district court decision that said exactly what?
Well, basically, Moussaoui has said that he wants access to these al-Qaeda detainees. He says that they will testify that he was not a direct part of the 9/11 conspiracy. He's admitted being a member of al-Qaeda, but he said he had nothing to do with the attacks. Judge Leonie Brinkema, the district judge, said you have to give him access. The government said, no, we will not, we refuse. And so the judge said, okay, as a sanction for that, you can't impose the death penalty against him, and you also can't make any references to the 9/11 attacks.
So what did the government tell the appeals court today?
The government said that they should overturn Judge Brinkema's decision because Judge Brinkema was placing the government before an impossible dilemma. They were telling the government, she was telling the government, either prosecute Zacharias Moussaoui as a 9/11 conspirator or pursue the war on terror. They're saying they can't do both because if they let Moussaoui question these al-Qaeda detainees, it's going to interrupt the interrogation of these detainees, which they say is being very productive. And they're saying that the courts don't have the right to place the government before that kind of dilemma and that the government needs to be able to pursue both the prosecution of Moussaoui and the prosecution of the war on terror.
So how did the defense attorneys counter that?
Public defender Frank Dunham made a very impassioned plea. It was a very common sense plea in which he basically said that the government cannot hold witnesses in custody and simultaneously say we're going to sit on these witnesses, we won't let this defendant talk to them, even if they might say what he says they're going to say. Of course, it's kind of interesting to consider whether a jury would be persuaded by their testimony, but Moussaoui is just trying to get their testimony in. Mr. Dunham said that if the government is going to refuse to let these people testify, the law provides for that. It says that it's like in football. You have a penalty. The play goes forward, but the government has to accept a certain sanction. That's the penalty. And the penalty in this case was the judge saying you cannot pursue the death penalty any longer. She could have dropped the charges. That's happened in other cases where there's been concern about national security issues, but she found a more calibrated kind of response.
And this panel of judges, how did they react?
Well, you know, they were very sympathetic to Mr. Dunham's arguments, and they were clearly very concerned about the idea of a defendant having zero recourse, having zero access to what is called exculpatory evidence, possibly. But, you know, they're also very concerned about stepping over that line that divides the judiciary from the executive branch, and they clearly did not want to go so far as to possibly being accused of impinging on the executive's ability to fight the war on terror.
NPR's Larry Abramson speaks to us from Richmond. Larry, thank you very much.
Thank you.